I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The fields are set for two incredible days of thoroughbred racing at Keeneland. Of course, we're talking about the 2020 Breeders' Cup returning to Lexington this weekend, albeit without fans in the stands. Once again, I've reached out to Natalie Voss. She is the editor-in-chief with Pollock Report, and she's been covering Breeders' Cup week. Let's say hello again to Natalie.
Hi, Alan.
So what's it like covering an event like the Breeders' Cup, knowing that there won't be any fans in the stands this weekend?
Yeah, well, we've had plenty of practice at this point, since there obviously have not been fans at any of the three Triple Crown races through this year. And two of those were rescheduled from when they normally would have taken place. So we had the Triple Crown finishing up in October, which is pretty unusual for us. So, you know, on the media end of things, we're getting a little used to it being sort of hauntingly quiet as the horses come down the stretch. And we've been doing a lot of our work remotely because there is still fairly limited media access to the barn areas and the trainers and whatnot. So we've been sort of relying on the few people that are on the ground out there to help us out, just to see how horses are training and how everyone's feeling. But yeah, it's still a pretty surreal experience, I'm told, from the people who've been out there.
And this cycle, obviously, there's a little bit of controversy surrounding trainer Bob Baffert. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the last really several months, but particularly the last few weeks, have not been particularly good for Bob Baffert. He has had, I think it's three different incidents, four different horses at this point, who have had post-race tests for therapeutic drugs, post-race positives. There were two in Arkansas earlier this year, which have been adjudicated. Those were for lidocaine. He is appealing the suspension that he was given by Arkansas officials earlier this year. And then more recently, we found out that there was an initial positive test for his filly Gamine, who ran third in the Kentucky Oaks, for a corticosteroid, not an anabolic steroid, but an anti-inflammatory substance. After that race, the testing is not finalized on that one, however. And then the very next week, we learned that there was also a post-race finding from a horse that he was running out in California this summer for what he says is the remnants of an exposure to a human cough syrup. And in all of these cases, Baffert has had an explanation for, you know, this was some sort of accidental exposure, or in the betamethasone case, we were giving a horse a therapeutic drug appropriately. We followed the instructions. We don't know why there's a positive test after that. But it's certainly not really the storyline that I think anybody wants to have coming into the weekend's championship races. He has three horses in the Classic, which is the biggest race of the weekend. And odds are pretty good that one of them is going to win. So people have been paying a lot of attention to that sort of backstory coming into this race and thinking, like, man, this is not the kind of pre-Breeders' Cup buzz you normally want to be hearing.
And he remains popular within the sport, so it's got to be very difficult to address these issues with someone who has so much clout in thoroughbred racing.
Right. I mean, he's the trainer of the two most recent Triple Crown winners with American Pharoah and Justify, and he very often has the favorite going into the Kentucky Derby. He gets a lot of really good horses, and so it's hard to avoid reporting on how well his horses are doing. But the reaction to him more and more recently has been a little less favorable, at least among our readership, who are asking, you know, why does this keep happening? Even if there are, you know, good explanations for each one of these incidents, why are there so many recent incidents? And I don't think that anyone has a particularly good explanation for that, including him.
All right. Well, other than Bob Baffert, what other types of chatter are you hearing from folks covering Breeders' Cup 2020?
Yeah, so it looks like, you know, we've got obviously a big weekend of races, but I think that the Classic is getting most of the attention. However, I think there are some other races that happen earlier in the card on Saturday that it sounds like are going to be just as thrilling a matchup in several of them. I'm most interested personally to see the Breeders' Cup distaff, which is for fillies and mares. That will be the first time that we see Swiss Skydiver, who won the Preakness in a really gutsy sort of stretch duel with Authentic about a month ago. She is a 3-year-old, and she will be facing Monomoy Girl, who is a 5-year-old. who has not lost a race since November of 2017, when she was second by a neck. She's very dominant. She's had a couple breaks as she's dealt with an illness, but she's been very dominant on the racetrack. Everybody loves her. She's also a really gutsy, I was going to say filly, but she's a mare at this point because she's five. And those two have never faced each other. So it will be interesting to see when two, you know, really stubborn, fierce race mares come together and both of them really, really want the win. So I'm hearing a lot of positive buzz about both of those horses. And I think that race might be even more exciting than the feature.
Yeah, and the feature, of course, as we mentioned, is the Breeders' Cup Classic. That's late Saturday afternoon. Let's talk a little bit about that field. It's a field of 10, and as you mentioned, Bob Baffert has a number of entries here.
Yes, he has got three. He has got Authentic, who is the only three-year-old in his trio. He's coming off of a win, of course, in the Kentucky Derby and a second-place finish behind Swiss Skydiver and the Preakness. And then he's also got his older horses, Improbable and Maximum Security. And, of course, you'll remember Maximum Security being the horse that got disqualified from the Kentucky Derby for interference last year. At that point, he was not in Bob Baffert's barn. He moved to Baffert's barn earlier this year after a series of federal indictments of several people in racing, including his former trainer, Jason Service. So there's some Maximum Security fans who are really hoping that, you know, now that he's moved away from the cloud of Jason Service's barn, that maybe he'll get a well-earned big win here and get some respect back. You've also got Tiz the Law, who's a three-year-old from Barclay Tag coming in. He's the winner of this year's Belmont. He went on to win the Travers. He was very, you know, very much favored to win the Kentucky Derby by a lot of people. And was second to Authentic, but I'm hearing that he is training really, really well. He's had a good long break since the Derby in early September, and I'm hearing that he's really benefited from that, and he's very fresh, and he's, if anything, maybe grown a little bit in those couple months. So that should be an interesting matchup across those four.
All right, so that's three Baffert horses. Give me one that could challenge the Baffert field, as it were.
Well, you know, it's a little tough to figure out who that might be exactly. I would really like to see Tom's de Top get it. He is a seven-year-old horse. He's had a pretty long career, and he's really come into his own this last year. He won the Stephen Foster in June, going away, just looking very dominant. But he's already lost to Improbable once, so I'm in the Whitney. So I'm not sure whether he's good enough. But there was a press conference with his trainer earlier today, and he said, you know, it's a very evenly matched field, even beyond the four horses I mentioned. These are a tough group as always, but he really thinks this horse has got a shot. So I would like to see him get it. That trainer's got a really good operation. He's just sort of a hard trying horse. So it would be nice. And I don't think it's impossible that he could pull that off.
All right. In the time that we have left, any other, you know, thoughts or observations about, you know, this particular Breeders' Cup? It's going to be back again in Keeneland in 2 years. And let's hope that it's not under the same conditions.
And we're all looking forward to getting back to normal. But you know, a lot of people in racing are also just really grateful that we can have this event at all. You know, when the Derby was postponed to its new date, we weren't totally sure if it could even happen under the conditions that it did in September, because we're all just sort of riding out the pandemic, trying to figure out what's next. But I think that people are just really happy to be here, and or if not be here at the races, then to be able to see the races, to complete this really crazy season, and hopefully go out on a good note with everybody safe.
Well, that's all the time that we have today. Our guest has been Natalie Voss, editor-in-chief of Pollock Report, and she's, of course, covering the Breeders' Cup Classic that will be happening at Keeneland later on this weekend. Lots of racing at Keeneland. We're talking about 2 days on Friday and Saturday. Thanks for your time again, Natalie.
Thanks so much, Alan.